The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
34-22, Santoreski pass over the top of the zone to Wells. Steps to the right block. Cut off there by Sestak and gives it off to Krolikowski. Drives into the paint. Leaner from six off the glass and in. And now 12 points for Krolikowski.
Today, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Wood River. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lees. Lees pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the leaner, fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lees.
It's a Saturday filled with state-rated teams and past champions. And our 2013 champs will be crowned tonight. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Gudelai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to Wood River, everyone, as we get ready for the fourth and final game of Championship Saturday in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament as the Ravenna Lady Jays take on the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars in the Girls' Championship game. About 30 minutes after we saw an outstanding Boys' Championship game as Kearney Catholic scores at the buzzer off an inbounds play underneath their own hoop. Alex Lees threw it off the back of a Adams Central defender, stepped inbounds, grabbed it, and scored to win 46-44. It was an outstanding basketball game, and now the girls get ready to do it here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll look at the starters right after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. First off, the visitors tonight will be from Ravenna. Number one, a 5'3 junior, Haley Lockhorn. Number two, 5'3 junior, Kaylin Bastet, who had an outstanding game last night in the win over Centura. Number 12, 5'10 junior, is Amy Johnson. Number 20, 5'7 junior, Anna Ripp. And number 23, 5'9 sophomore, Sydney Kuchera. Head coach is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling and Dale Zorb. Ravenna is 13-7 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 11 is 5'6 senior Michaela Mestel. Number 21, a 5'5 sophomore, Allie Prasoski. Number 25, 6'1 senior, Theron Baum. Number 33, 6'1 senior, Bailey Sokolowski. And number 51, 6'1 senior, Megan Anderson. Head coach of the Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Kathy Mose, and Andrew Vejeda. 18-2 on the season, ranked second and third in the two major publications. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As Kearney Catholic in the home white with the green trim takes on the visitors from Ravenna in the black uniforms, the dark blue trim. And we're ready to get this basketball game underway, but something must be happening because the officials are having a conference before the opening tip. And I'm not sure what's going on. They're calling the coaches together. Now, Kearney Catholic defeated Ravenna 70-20 the first time that they played this year. But that was all the way back on the second Tuesday of the season. And we'll see how it all plays out tonight. Trying to figure out what the discussion is. It's hard to read lips from here about what's going on at the scorers table. I would think whatever it is, they're going to agree to. And whatever it was, they're adding maybe somebody to the scorebook here. But nonetheless, let's get this underway. Bailey Sokolowski to jump center for Kearney Catholic. And for Ravenna, it will be Amy Johnson. One of the few times you need a sideline reporter as the ball is in the air. And Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip. And they'll immediately take the jumper there and bomb in the left-hand corner from 18. No good. Sokolowski, the rebound. No good. And a jump ball in there between Theron Baum and Haley Lockhorn. And, of course, the alternating possession arrow. But right off the get-go, Kearney Catholic misses a shot within 5 feet. They missed a bunch of those last night against Wood River. And it's just going to kill them if they continue to do that deeper into the season. As they get into this championship game where they're expected to easily win, they want to stay strong. And Sokolowski, going for a steal, runs over the top of Anna Ripp and is called for the foul. And I know Coach Rick Petrie wants to say, come out, play hard right out of the bat, right out of the gate, play intense, leave no doubt. And Ravenna is not going to lay down to anybody, so let's see what they do here against this taller team. Down to the baseline, Johnson got free, thanks to that Megan Anderson, and a foul called on Anderson. And two free throws coming up here for Amy Johnson. For the Ravenna Lady Jays, going to try and give Ravenna the first points of this basketball game. Last night, it was a down-to-the-wire thriller against Centura. And Ravenna won it 41-39. Johnson had 10 rebounds, and Kaylin Bastet had 20 of her team's 41 points. And the second free throw now, after the first one missed, is on the way, and it won't go in either. And all of a sudden, Bailey Sokolowski tripped and went down, but the rebound brought down by Theron Baum, and Kearney Catholic has it for the second time. Bestel on the high post to Baum. Goes down on Johnson, backs her all the way down to the post, then kicks it out to Mestel for three, and she'll get it. So Michaela Mestel hits the three-pointer. The Stars were good from the outside and the free-throw line in their win against Wood River last night. Just not necessarily from right inside of the low block. Pressure on, and Amy Johnson in the backcourt, tipped away. Mestel makes the steal. Michaela takes it in and scores, and that's how Kearney Catholic thumps teams time and time, and Noah Ballsby didn't like what his team was doing on the press break, so he calls a timeout. 6:54 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's 5-0 Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And out of the 32nd timeout, Ravenna trying to find a way to break the press. They lob it up top to Rip into the front court. She's double-teamed, gets rid of it to Bastet. Now they have numbers, so Kaylin dribbles it in, but it dribbled off her knee in a double-dribble call. They want to do what they were doing last night against Centura. Take it in, attack. Don't be scared. Noah Malsby agreed with me from the first time that they played. It was just they were scared. They were intimidated, and they can't play that way. If they get 10 block shots against them tonight, so be it. They've got to play their game. As Prasoski brings it out against the man-to-man, guarded out there by Lockhorn. Hands it off to Sokolowski, up top to Mestel. Bastet on her. Mestel drives by, comes into the lane, throws up the runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Theron Baum. Took it to herself. Little mini hook in the lane. It was in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. Down the floor. Lockhorn shot, no good. Rebound to Megan Anderson. Outlet pass. Sokolowski looking for Theron Baum. Not there. So Bailey comes in, drives, and is going to get bodied up. Foul called. Two free throws coming. And it looks like it's going to be on Rip. That'll be the first on Anna. First foul of the game on Ravenna. And Sokolowski goes to the line to shoot two. The free throw is up and no good. Kearney Catholic, as dominant as they've been on the girls' side, did not win this tournament last year. Centura able to defeat them over at St. Paul. Second free throw, it's good. Of course, remember last year we had the storm and had to push everything back to a Monday finish, and we didn't have the consolation and championships in the same spot. Right now, Mestel makes another steal, goes in and gets fouled by Lockhorn. Wasn't going to let her have the easy one that time. Third turnover for Ravenna, and Mestel, who had the first 5 points of the game, will go to the line. Again, it's a feeling totally different than what we had in the boys' game and what we usually have when it comes to championship games. Kearney Catholic is such a prohibitive favorite as Mestel puts the free throw up and in. And all that Coach Malsby can ask is his team play as good as they can and don't worry about the outcome, because they still have winnable games against St. Paul and Adams Central. Chance to get to 15 wins in the regular season as the second free throw is up, and it is in by Mestel, and that just kind of tells you what it's like. They could get to 15 wins and not even play close tonight as Kuchera gets it underneath, but Theron Baum just stands above her, blocks it, and takes it away up to Mestel. Pressure being put on here by Ravenna, trying to lob it down to Anderson. Kuchera knocks it away. Prososki gets into a match over there and throws Sierra Long to the floor. The steal is made, but probably could have called a foul as Ravenna is trapped at midcourt and ends up throwing it out of bounds. So as this picks up, the Stars are picking up their intensity here on defense. Don't forget the boys' championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550 between Overton and Elm Creek. Our games are also on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we've got an offensive foul called on Theron Baum. She was double-teamed, and they say that she pushes off underneath for her first foul. Third foul on the Stars. 8-0 Kearney Catholic, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. And with it is Anna Ripp, tries to get it to Bastet, throws it away. Kearney Catholic will get it in the front court. And Sokolowski to throw it in to Mestel. Michaela back over to Bailey. Bailey lobs it down to Theron Baum, but overthrows her. And Cindy Kucherin comes out of there with the steal. Second Kearney Catholic turnover to Bastet. Into the front court to Long. Siana gets it into the corner to Johnson. Back out to Long as Lockhorn takes a breather here for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic extends that zone. Kuchera on the high post to Rip. Rip works her way through the zone. Back out to Bastet. Over to Long. Long dribbles into the left-hand corner. Back to Bastet. Long three from Kalen. It's not going to get there. And out of bounds it goes as Kuchera tried to save it. And that's the problem here. It was the problem for Wood River last night. It's the problem for a lot of the teams. Kearney Catholic is taller than almost everybody they play in the post, so you can't take it inside. And then they extend that 2-3 zone around the three-point arc, so you can't get a good look at a long-range shot. So when you get any kind of shot, and Ravenna knows that now, they have to take it. That's why Bastet took it. Because if you just keep passing it around, the speed's going to get to you. Stars, they're going to turn it over. There's an over and back. And that's their third. Prososki tried to toss it up top there to Mestel, and into the backcourt it goes. And now Coach Rick Petrie has got into this rotation of bringing Studi, Colling, and Connor all in at the same time. And he does it here with 4:03 to go in the first quarter. So Kalowski and Baum will stay in. 8-0, Kearney Catholic. And Bastet with it. Lobs it down to the baseline, tries to get it to Johnson. Connor is there. She tips it away. It seems like Shayla's grown about 4 inches during this basketball season. She just looks a lot taller, and they use her at that post position. Inbounds pass comes up top to Johnson. Amy dribbles it out between the circles. She's being pestered there by Studi and by Colling. Gets rid of it to Rip. Underneath, Kuchera yelling for the ball, but they can't see her. So back into their offense. Long to Bastet, looking for their first points of the game. Kalen goes to the high post. Kuchera has it. Swings it into the corner to Johnson. Back up top to Bassnett. Stars zone, very solid, and it goes through, rips hands, and out of bounds. She was looking to pass it before she caught it and took her eye off the ball. Again earlier tonight, fascinating, outstanding boys basketball final. And Kearney Catholic was able to score on a little gimmick at the buzzer to win 46-42 as Shayla Connor on the outside takes the three and hits it. Second three here in the first quarter for Kearney Catholic, up 11-0, and they force another turnover. Alex Lees with 2 seconds taking it out underneath their own hoop, threw it off the backside of an Adam Central player, stepped inbounds, grabbed it, and hit the little five-footer as the buzzer sounded for a 46-44 win. It was his only bucket of the game, but what a great game. I know Adam Central feels down right now, but what a game it was. That's as close, obviously, as anybody's played the Stars. Bomb for three, and it's good. 3 for 3 from the outside. Kearney Catholic just seems to shoot the threes more relaxed, obviously, when they are the easy favorite. They didn't shoot it like that against Seward. They didn't shoot it like that against Pierce. And now the ball stolen away again. Here is Studi to the other end, and a foul by Long. And you can tell the frustration is setting in here for Ravenna. They anticipated to come out and do better than they did the first time, and so far they haven't hardly even got any shots up. 14-0, Kearney Catholic. And Whitner Morgan Studi to shoot two. First one, no good. Earlier today, the Loup City boys, a 62-46 winner over Loup City, and the Centura girls, a 47-37 win over Wood River. As the second free throw is up, and it is in, making it 15-0. Kearney Catholic defeated Ord 69-21, and Wood River 73-32 last night as the ball's batted away, but Sokolowski couldn't grab it after she tipped it. For Ravenna, they'll get a three in the corner with Amy Johnson, and it's up and in for the first points of the ball game. Johnson hits the three from the left-hand corner, and Ravenna is on the board 15-3 as Colling comes in to the double team, draws the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two. For Ravenna, in the first round, they defeated Loup City 44-24, and then last night beat Centura 41-39. Foul is on Haley Lockhorn. That's her second. And the free throw by Whitney Colling is up and in. Into the ball game, rip, and Long's going to come out here for Ravenna. As I talked with Coach Malsby before the game, he said, we got nothing to lose, and they wanted to play that way. Second free throw off the front of the iron, no good. Theron Baum grabs the offensive rebound, though, kicks it out to Connor for another three, and it's in. Shayla Connor, who scored 7 in a row last night, hits 2 threes here, and it's 19-3 Stars, and Ravenna trying to throw over the press, run down by Kuchera, and she just stepped out of bounds and also hit the deck trying to save it, and out of bounds it goes. So Kearney Catholic will inbound it here, and from 2 through 10, this is a pretty balanced conference, but at number 1, it's all Kearney Catholic, and Sokolowski is going to get her first bucket to make it 21-3, about an 8-footer out on the right side of the key. And it's funny, you look, St. Paul's the 10 seed, and they've beaten some teams in this conference. And Centura was the 2 seed, and they've lost to some teams in this conference that were down below as Studi steals the ball. So Golowski up front puts the ball on the floor, drives all the way in. Johnson fouls her. The shot rolls off no good. Amy Johnson with her first personal foul, so Golowski will go back to the line. Most of the Lou Platt now is not in C1 anymore. You see Loup City in D1, a few more in C2. Kearney Catholic for a long time have been a C2 school as the free throw is up and in by Sokolowski. Anderson is back in for Kearney Catholic, and so is Mestel. Wood River C2, Centura's now C2. They've been C1 forever. Ord's been back and forth between the two. Sokolowski hits the free throw. 23-3, she'll check out. Donovan Trumbull, C2. St. Paul's always been a solid C1. Ravenna, C2. Adams Central, solid C1. As Ravenna with a basketball, Bassnett gets it into the front court. With it is Rip, back out top to Bassnett. Kuchera comes up to the high post, but she hasn't got many touches so far. as Ravenna's just trying to find an open passing lane. Now Bastet drives, takes it at Anderson, puts up the runner, and it's spun out no good, but an offensive rebound by Kuchera. Anderson blocked the shot. They grab it again. Here's Johnson on the baseline. That runner won't go. Some good looks, but it won't fall. Mestel with a rebound. Up the floor, overthrows Colling and out of bounds. And Ravenna will get the ball back with 53 seconds to go here in the quarter on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. At the end of one quarter in the Fort Kearney Conference boys, well, first we've got a steal, and Mestel's going to put up a three, but it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Bassnett, and a travel in the backcourt. In the boys' Fort Kearney Conference final, Overton 18, Elm Creek 9 at the end of one. So a good start for the Eagles, 18-9. They had to come from behind to beat Elm Creek in double overtime last week. Colling drives, no good. Rebound Anderson from 4 feet, no good, but she is fouled, so she'll get a chance to shoot some free throws. And the second foul on Amy Johnson. Maddie Squires gets ready to check in for Kearney Catholic as Anderson's free throw is good. Her first point. Seventh player to score here in the first quarter for Kearney Catholic, and Colling will check out. Second free throw now for Megan Anderson. It's on the way, and it's good. So Anderson hits the free throw. 12 free throws already attempted here in the first quarter by Kearney Catholic, and they've made 9 of them. 25-3 is Johnson in the backcourt, tries to stay out of that trap, steps through, gets it to Bastet, down the middle of the floor, fires it in the corner, Rip is there, takes the 12-footer, in and out again, no good. Connor on the floor trying to save it, ends up in the hands of Ali Pusoski, and we're down to 13 seconds. Kearney Catholic one more possession here to Mestel. Mestel picks the dribble up over to Maddie Squires. 7 seconds, back out Pusoski, midcourt with 5. Good crossover dribble, takes the 3. Off the mark, no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. But as expected, it's all Kearney Catholic here, the girls' championship game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The Stars, 25, the Lady Jays of Ravenna, 3. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
I want to thank Jerry Dunn, the athletic director here at Wood River, and all the fine folks for their hospitalities over the last 3 days. It's the final game of 10 that we've had here, or 8, excuse me, over the last 3 days. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter here in the girls' championship game. Down low, Theron Baum spins with the right hand and scores. 5 points for Theron. 27-3. Kearney Catholic just not used to championship games like this, and it's nobody's fault. It's just the discrepancy in the talent right now and the height. I wish Ravenna had a little more height. I'm sure Coach Malsby does as well. As Bastet up top, dribbles through the double team, lost the handle. In the first quarter, Ravenna 12 turnovers, 0 of 2 at the line, 1 bucket, 5 rebounds. As Prasoski off balance throws it up, no good. And the rebound to Anna Rip. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel 7, Shayla Connor 6, Bailey Sokolowski 5. They had 4 turnovers. They were 3 of 6 from 3-point land and 9 of 12 from the free throw line as they get another steal here. Sokolowski into the paint. There's Anderson working on Kuchera. Goes to the left hand and scores. That was good defense by Kuchera, but just doesn't have the height. And Megan Anderson shot it over the top of her for the bucket. Backside there, Johnson gets free, and there's a foul on Sokolowski. She blocked the shot, but got her with the body, and that'll be the second on Bailey. And at the line will be Amy Johnson. She missed a pair of free throws in the first quarter. And we'll shoot two here. Johnson takes her time, puts the first free throw up, and it is good. And checking into the ball game, Sarah Techmeyer. She had to come in when the Jays were in some foul trouble last night, especially Kuchera, and played very well, especially defensively. Hastings men and women both lose to Dort today. Tough doubleheader loss there as Theron Baum gets the rebound of the missed free throw, and the Nebraska men's basketball team played valiant but fall to number 11 Ohio State at home, 63-56. Here's a give and go. Sokolowski from Mestel, and Bailey lays it up and in for her 7 point. Nice pass inside from Mestel as they continue to press here, getting ready for the postseason. Kearney Catholic, 2 games next week. Centura, Loup City, the outlet pass stolen away. Theron Baum down to Mestel. Michaela will lay it up and in. And a timeout will be called here by Ravenna. We still have 6:09 to go in the second quarter. It's 33-4, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they deliver. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
6:09 to go here in the first half. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, as Kearney Catholic, unlike almost any champion of anything, or over Ravenna and steal the ball away again in the front court. Up ahead to Mestel, stops the lane in traffic. It rattles around and in. 11 for Michaela. And Ravenna will try to bring it across the timeline here. Johnson back to Bassnett. Bassnett needs help with the backcourt. Stars keep strong at their guard position to Johnson across the timeline. Have her trapped there in the four corners of the Bermuda. And a foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Just as she got rid of the basketball, Megan Anderson got her on the arm. That'll be the second on Megan. And it will be the fifth team foul here on Kearney Catholic. Again, the boys' game go to the Kearney Catholic Stars, 46-44 over Adams Central, scoring on the old throw it off the back of the defense at the end of the game. As Sierra Long tries to get it to Techmeyer, Sarah picks it up and is called for a walk. She was just trying to find where the basketball was as Kearney Catholic knocked it around a little bit. But it goes back over to Kearney Catholic. An experience that Noah Malsby and his girls don't ever want to feel again. They thought they were going to do better here tonight. It just hasn't happened. Prasoski tries to dump it to Mestel, and she throws it over her head and out of bounds. That's the fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you a recap of everything that's happened here today at the Lou Platt and at the Fort Kearney Conference at the Viero Events Center. We'll give you the halftime stats. And talk a little bit about next week, district wrestling next Saturday, the Heartland Hoops Classic. We've got some regular season basketball, final week for classes C and D girls. Techmeyer up top, back to Bassnett. Good ball movement here over to Johnson. Back to Techmeyer, to Long. Just continues to work it, but now somebody's going to have to fire one up here. As Bassnett now all the way back out to midcourt, tries to go underneath. Johnson tried to sneak down there, but Sokolowski was waiting and takes the ball away. Mestel into the front court, gets it inside to Anderson. Ball falls out of her hands. She almost stepped on it. We're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Ravenna with 4:22 remaining here in quarter number two. And back in calling, Studi, Connor, This time, Sokolowski and Anderson will remain in there for Ravenna, Techmeyer, Long, Bastnet, Rip, and Johnson as Rip runs into Bailey Sokolowski, and Bailey will pick it up. Give it off to Colling. Nobody picks her up. Whitney takes it in and scores. Bastnet tried to get over there to help out, but it was too late, and Colling with her third point of the game. 37-4, Kearney Catholic. And at the other end, Ravenna breaks the press. Techmeyer underneath, and it's just tipped out of the way before Long would have had a layup attempt, and that's what it's come down to, kind of hoping for these Ravenna girls that they could get a break. As Bastnet will lob it up top to Johnson on the inbound, works on Colling, has the dribble. Colling knocks it out of her hands and out of bounds. It's just at one of those points where I'm waiting for one of the Ravenna girls to treat a star like it's a fly and slap it away, because they're so pestering out there on the defense. Bastnet gives it to Rip. Rip on the right wing. Dribbles to the elbow. Stops. Tries to get it to Techmeyer, but the pass is off the mark. And Megan Anderson will pick it up. Over to Colling. Colling up the floor to Connor on the left baseline. Goes around to the defender. Nice dish off in the corner. Studi for three, and it's in. First three-pointer attempted of the quarter, and Studi hits it. Kearney Catholic 4 of 7 from outside the arc. 40-4, and it's stolen away. Studi in the backcourt. Takes it in. Missed the layup. Colling the follow. It's good. And a timeout on the floor off the Whitney Colling bucket. And with 3:20 to go here in quarter number 2, the Stars call timeout. They lead it 42-4. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to Wood River. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports tonight. It is the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. We're into our girls' championship. It's all Kearney Catholic. Ravenna with the ball. Get it to Kucher on the left elbow. Didn't take the shot. Back out to Bastnet. Over to Long and into the corner to Johnson. So Kolaski cuts off the baseline. Now driving Johnson. Good move and off the glass and in. Amy Johnson has all six of the Ravenna points, 42-6. Sokolowski thought that she had given up on the drive, and Amy swung by and scored. Nice move. Sokolowski up top. She wants some revenge. Takes Johnson to the hoop. Puts up a wild shot. No good. And Johnson will get the rebound. Her second. Up the floor, Ravenna baseball pass and a foul called on Kearney Catholic, trying to knock it away from Long. And it will be the sixth team foul as Bailey Sokolowski called for her third foul. And Theron Baum and Maddie Squires in. Sokolowski and Anderson will come out. And it'll be Bastnet to throw it in here for Ravenna. Kalen looking, lobs it underneath. Kucher is there. Theron Baum on the inside blocked it. Second time it won't go. And Theron will get the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Sydney Kucher hung right in there with it, but couldn't get it to go. Theron Baum now, and Kuchera at the top of the circle. Theron decides to dribble on her, drive in, put it up, and in, but they call her for the travel. And that'll be the seventh turnover on Kearney Catholic. Coming up at the half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime reports to stay with us. 2:22 away from the halftime. It's all Stars, 42-6 over Ravenna. And into the front court with it will be Bastnet. Give it to Lockhorn. Trying to spread the floor a little bit more, forcing this Kearney Catholic defense to spread themselves more into Long. But when she turns, it's Theron Baum. Can't get a shot to Bastnet. Drives, kicks it out. Lockhorn's open for the three, but it's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out. Theron Baum had it, and she's fouled. So Theron with her sixth rebound. We're in the 1-1 now. We'll walk to the other end and shoot some free throws. Foul called on Kuchera. That's her first of the game. Tuesday, Kearney Catholic will be at Centura, and Ravenna will be at St. Paul as they get back to regular season action. And the free throw by Theron Baum is good. She'll get the back end here. And the second free throw. Theron Bomb up, and that one won't go. Rebound brought down by Amy Johnson. She's got three. Gives it off the pass net. Into the front court, right side. They give it to Sienna Long. And throw it back out top the basket to Lockhorn. Dribbles up against Studi. Backside, they were waiting for Johnson to cut. Johnson stopped, and the ball goes out of bounds. Bassnett thought she was coming. Anticipated it, and it just didn't work out. So back to the Stars. Into Whitney Colling. Colling will bring it across the timeline. Drive it to the paint. Off balance, ran into Long, threw it up, no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and checking in for Kearney Catholic, Kayla Shundoff. And again, Coach Petrie in that awkward position of how much you play your starters and how much you don't. Probably won't see much of it all in the second half, obviously, but wants to work on things that cost them two losses and get them ready for the postseason, which is just 10 days away. Up top, Long. Long dribbles to the right wing. Knocked out of her hands by Whitney Colling. Kearney Catholic's in the Minden sub-district, and that's going to be a heck of a game if that produces itself. Gibbon and St. Paul are the other two teams, and it'd be a monumental upset if either one of them won. But you just never know. We've seen some stranger things. Here's Long in the corner. Tries to drive the baseline. Stepped out of bounds. For Ravenna, they are in with Wood River and Centura, who played in the consolation game today, as well as Franklin and Southern Valley. Southern Valley will be the top seed as of now in that tournament. Shundoff with it on the left wing. A minute to go here in the first half of play. Bomb throws it in the corner to Connor, tries to get it into Shundoff. Johnson comes around and tips it out. Rip checks back in. Ravenna doesn't have near the depth of Kearney Catholic either, so when they rotate, they've only got about seven girls that they've been using. Has Shundoff to throw it in. Looks for Squires. Covered. Dumps it into the corner to Connor. Shayla with the left-hand drive. Now it turns and kicks it back out to Squires. Maddie back to Connor in traffic. Goes off her foot, but Colling picks it up. Look at Ravenna really picking up the defensive intensity here. They're going to win this possession, they say. And Squires has it knocked out of her hands. We're going to get a loose ball. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic with 29 seconds remaining here in the first half. Shundoff to throw it in with Squires, Connor, Baum, and Colling. And Kayla looks, throws it out top to Theron Baum, works on Kuchera, takes it to the lane, called for the charge. And Kuchera shoved her right in there to Lockhorn, who slid over for the help. Theron Baum with her second foul. Taking the charge, Haley Lockhorn. Good defensive play by the Lady James. 25 seconds remains here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up as Bassnett brings it across the timeline. A far cry from our championship game last year. Ball fake, right side rip, drives, kicks it back out to Bassnett. 12 seconds. Kaylin dribbles in, but back up top to the three-point line. Johnson all the way around and out. No good. Shundoff with the rebound, Colling, 2 seconds, 1 second, throws up an off-balance three at the horn, and it hit the front of the rim. And we are at halftime, and it is all Kearney Catholic here in the Luplatte Conference Girls Championship game of 2013. The Lady Stars, 43, and Ravenna, 6. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
And we we are back here at Wood River with two quarters of basketball left in the Lou Platte Conference Championships of 2013. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Halftime of the girls' championship game. It is all Kearney Catholic as they lead Ravenna by a score of 43-6. We'll recap some of the action from earlier today in both the Fort Kearney and the Lou Platte Conference tournaments. And in the Lou Platte Conference boys' championship game, they have reached the half, and it is Overton 35 and Elm Creek 25, currently airing on Classic Hits. Or excuse me, that's where we're at, on ESPN 1460 and 1550. That's what happens after a long day. So congratulations there to the teams that have already won their games today. And here's what we've got for you in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. The girls' championship goes to Eustis Farnham as they defeat Amherst 45-35. So coming in as the number 5 seed. Last year, the 4 seed Overton won it. This year, the 5 seed Eustis Farnham, who barely got by Elwood in the first round, rallied from 10 down to beat Loomis by 1, and today they led the whole way against Amherst. In the girls' consolation game, Axtell beat Loomis 45-31. As we told you, halftime of the boys' championship game, Overton 35-25 over Elm Creek. In the boys' consolation, Axtell held off Wilcox Hildreth 50-46. In our games here at Wood River earlier today, the first game of the day was the boys' consolation, and Gibbon had a nice second quarter, and that was the difference in the game, 62-46 over Loup City. Riley Reinertsen with 26 points. Ryan Milks with 16. Brent Benfelt with 10. Loup City had no big score today. Austin Jacobowski had 10, and Cole Lambrecht had 9. In the girls' game, Centura down Wood River 47-37. Casey Kolakowski, 20 points and 7 rebounds. Brooklyn Nitch had 10 points. Mady Roth and Annika Gleason each had 9 rebounds. Wood River had nobody in double figures. Alexis Burkhardt had 9, and Kelly Bossert had 8. And out of the boys' championship game, it came down to the wire. Kearney Catholic stays undefeated, though, at 19-0 with a 46-44 win over Adams Central. And it came down to the final shot of the game when Alex Lee scored his only bucket. 2 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. And they throw it off the backside. And Don Lee says that was not the design, but they have that in their arsenal. They were looking for a different play. It didn't materialize. Lee throws it off the backside of an Adams Central defender. So that created a loose ball that he stepped in, grabbed, and made a 5-footer on the low block left side and scored. And I believe that just about every television network that you watch tonight got a shot of it. So check it out if you're interested in seeing that this evening. Don't forget you can hear all of our basketball games online and see photos from those games as well. Listen to them live. Listen to the podcast. They're already up from today's game so far at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Halftime of the girls' championship, Kearney Catholic 43, Ravenna 6. We'll look at the numbers next.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Welcome back to Wood River. Let's take a look at the first half numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For Ravenna, Haley Lockhorn has a rebound. Kaylin Bassnett just hasn't had the looks that she had last night. She scored 20 points last night. Tonight, no scoring. One rebound. All the points belong to Amy Johnson. 6 points, three rebounds. Anna Ripp, two rebounds. Sydney Kuchera, one rebound. 3 points in each quarter and for Ravenna. 6 points, eight rebounds. 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. 1 of 4 from three-point land. And 23 turnovers for a team that is 13-7 on the season. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars in this 2013 championship game. Michaela Mestel leads the way with 11 points, one rebound. Shayla Connor has hit a couple of threes. She's got 6 points. Allie Prasoski, one rebound. Whitney Colling, 5 points. Morgan Studi, 4 points. Theron Baum, 6 points, six rebounds, two blocks. Bailey Sokolowski, 7 points. Kayla Shundoff, a rebound. And Megan Anderson, 4 points, two rebounds, and one block shot. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 9 of 12 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first, 1 of 1 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Anderson and Baum have 2. Sokolowski has 3. For Ravenna, Lockhorn and Johnson have 2. Kearney Catholic had 25 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, and at the half, 43 points, 11 rebounds, 10 out of 14 at the free throw line, 4 of 7 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 7 turnovers. 43-6, Kearney Catholic leading Ravenna, halftime of our Lou Platt Girls Championship game. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Also earlier tonight, it was Nebraska men falling to Ohio State 63-56. We told you the Kearney Catholic boys beat Adams Central 46-44. Connor Strite had 14. Brian Hoosman had 10. Adams Central was led by Tyler Kierkegaard with 17 and Blake Overmiller with 11. We'll be back with the second half of our girls' championship game right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda, with you as we are 2 quarters away from wrapping up another Lou Platt Conference basketball tournament. And it will belong to Ravenna to start the third quarter of play. Both teams with their starters out there, and Kearney Catholic in that 2-3 zone. Here's Lockhorn, gives it over to Johnson. Johnson drives, takes it inside of Theron Baum. Baum deflects it. The ball is loose, picked up by Michaela Mestel. And the shot doesn't go, obviously. Kearney Catholic down the floor. Get it to Megan Anderson. Gets control back out top to Sokolowski. Dumps it in the right-hand corner to Prasoski. Allie drives the baseline. Back out to Anderson, 15-footer. That is short. Theron Baum tries to save it in, but out of bounds is the call. As we're back to action here at Ravenna with the basketball. High post to Riff. Riff on the wing to Amy Johnson. Back up top they go to Lockhorn. Top the zone to Riff. Inside, there's Johnson. She spins and scores. She's got all 8 points in the game for Ravenna. And that makes it 43-8, Kearney Catholic. Into the front court, Anderson beats everybody back, and she'll answer. 45-8. As Ravenna brings the ball up the floor once again with Bastnet. Prasoski and Messel at the top of that 2-3 zone. Driving between it is Bastnet into the paint, kicks it out for the three-pointer. Lockhorn, good. Haley Lockhorn with the three-point bucket. The second player to score for Ravenna. And the Blue Jay fans making some noise over there. They know the situation. Both crowds know the situation and trying to be as sportsman as they can as they lob it down low. Baum has it. Crisscross all the way to the other corner to Mesto. Lobs it into Anderson against the double team. She grabs it and scores. Boy, Ravenna again with good defense, and Kearney Catholic just used their height there to save the basketball and score as Ravenna turns it over for the first time here in the second half of play. 47-11. With 6:13 to go here in the third quarter of play, as Mesta will bring it across the timeline. Using the screen, ball screen from Sokolowski over to Anderson, back up top to Bailey in the paint. Spinning moves. Theron Baum, though, left-hander just put it right over everything, over the rim, and Bastnet. Rebound, sprints to the other end, tries to find Rip, but she can't grab it, and Sokolowski will grab the basketball. Give it to Bestel, and Michaela brings it to the front court here for the Stars. Bounces it off the leg of Bastnet, right to Prasoski, and she'll hit the 10-footer. That's Sally's first points of the evening. 49-11 Stars. 5:35 to go here in the third quarter. Up top, Kuchera to Johnson. Got a look at a three, and it's just a little short. Rebound brought down by Anderson. And the Stars want to make a length of the court, passing into Prasoski. Pulls up from 13. It's in and out. No good. Kuchera grabs the rebound. Sydney quickly to Bastnet. The Stars hustle back on defense. Bastnet through the double team. Bounce pass underneath. Johnson is there, but Sokolowski blocks it away. And as we said in the first half, Ravenna has to be okay with that. They know they're going to get some shots blocked, but they've got to continue to try and get it in there with the hopes that not every one of them will end up that way. Johnson inbounds to her in the corner. Amy back out of the wing to Rip. Rip, as they spread it, drives in. Bounce pass. There's Johnson. Again, it's tipped in there by Sokolowski just a little bit, and Theron Baum grabs the loose ball. Prasoski up the floor. To the right wing, looks for the cutter, nothing there. Crossover on Lockhorn, picks her dribble up to Mestel. Stands on 1 foot to keep it in bounds, goes to Theron Baum, and as she tries to face the hoop, they'll call Kearney Catholic for their first turnover on the walk here in the third quarter. .445 to go here, third quarter, and Bastnet up front to Lockhorn to Rip at the high post. Lobs it into the corner, but over the head of Kuchera, and out of bounds. Last year, Centura winning the conference championship over Kearney Catholic in the final. And Ravenna, obviously, with that undefeated season. They won the boys' championship over Kearney Catholic last year, but this year, the Star boys and girls will sweep it as Theron Baum takes a three in the right-hand corner. It's no good. Mestel runs down the long rebound underneath to Sokolowski. No good. Rebound Anderson, and it is good. Six of the quarter, 10 of the game for Megan Anderson. 51-11, Kearney Catholic. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Championship game. As Lockhorn spreads the floor a little more with Bastnet. Nobody moving, though. Over to Johnson. Amy trying to look inside for a post play, and instead, as she throws it out front, Prasoski will make contact and get called for the first foul of the second half on either team. Brian Gruppe and his crew doing the officiating tonight of the championship games. And now Kearney Catholic brings in Connor Studi and Whitney Colling. As we're midway through this third quarter of play, inbound comes to Bastnet. Out around midcourt, and that just means new energy is all that means. Ravenna might just as well see the starters stay in there, because now new energy from the guards out there to pester them as Lockhorn dribbles in. to Johnson, back out in the corner. She'll try the three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Morgan Studi, her first. Morgan right down the middle of the floor with the dribble, switches to the left hand. Gives it to Sokolowski, nearly stolen away by Lockhorn. Back to Studi, open three, throws it up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Anna Ripp. And the Jays, long pass down the floor. Lockhorn got back, and Sokolowski with the foul. That'll be her fourth. Kearney Catholic thought that was a good play. Kearney Catholic knows they're ahead, but Coach Rick Petrie off the bench says, don't penalize my girl for good hustle. And that'll be the fourth on Bailey Sokolowski. They called it on the body, and I couldn't tell. It was good athletic play either way. And I know people will say you shouldn't get upset when you're up 40, but I know Coach Petrie saying, my girl's still playing hard out there, just like the Ravenna girls are. And the free throw is up and in by Lockhorn. She's got 4 points now. 51-12. Second rebound. And it is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Theron Baum will pull down her eighth rebound. Puts it over to Colling. Calling to Shayla Connor on the left wing. Hit a couple of threes in the first half. Drives the baseline all the way underneath. Kicks it out to Studi. Lobs it into Anderson. Short turnaround jumper. Good. And that is some good ball movement no matter who's on the floor for the Stars. Baseball pass to the other end. Lockhorn. Oh, she came down awkwardly and lost the ball out of bounds. I hope she didn't twist an ankle. Gets up and they're going to check somebody in for then. Again, a hustle play there. She's going to come out. Long's going to come in, but I don't know if she twisted the ankle or banged her knee on the floor or both, but she'll trot off the floor, and it will belong to Kearney Catholic. Up the floor with it, Whitney Colling, between the circles with a left-hand dribble to Theron Baum outside the arc, working on Johnson. Going to take her to the hoop, put it high off the glass, and a blocking foul down low as Ravenna tried to help out with some backside defense. And the foul is going to go on Bassnett. And that'll be her first foul of the half on Ravenna. And Theron Baum, one of two at the line, has 6 points. She'll go to the charity stripe, put it up and in, as Mom videotapes it all to show the correct free throw shooting form. 54-12, second free throw on the way, and got them both. 8 points for Theron, and she's going to check out. Mestel is going to check in. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Championships on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer engineer Stacy Johns, with you on this championship Saturday. Kearney Catholic's going to win both the boys and girls in two totally separate fashion, but nonetheless, the trophies will be in the Stars' gym. As Kuchera gets free underneath, dribbles it, loses it, gets it back, and gets her first bucket of the ball game. 55-14 Stars. Bestel for three. She'll hit one, her first bucket of the third quarter. And Kearney Catholic quickly answers back the two with a three. 2:05 to go here. Quarter number three. With it is Rip, forcing her to the left hand and a foul. No, a travel going to be called. Didn't know if they were going to call Studi for a hand check. Instead, they say Rip just lost her balance and traveled with the basketball. Fifth turnover of the quarter for Ravenna. Long pass down the floor. Connor attacks, and Johnson didn't see her there, turned and had to commit the foul. Amy with her third personal foul, second team foul of the half, and the first free throws of the game for Shayla Connor. So Connor to shoot two in the first one on the way, and it's around and around and in. 7 points now for Connor. And back in Lockhorn for Ravenna. Second free throw for Shayla Connor. On the way, and that one's good. 60-14 Stars. They won the first one 70-20, and this one is headed at least to that point as Ravenna spreads the floor with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Johnson drives, hand on it, jump ball, arrow, Kearney Catholic's way. And here comes Prasoski back in. Maddie Squires is going to check back in for Kearney Catholic. And it is Star basketball again. Earlier today in the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell won both consolation games. Eustis Farnham won the girls' championship. Overton was up in the second half by double digits over Elm Creek in the boys' championship. We'll update that here in just a moment. as Mestel dumps it down low to Anderson. Good defense, Kuchera. And the shot missed. Two Kearney Catholic players collide and hit the floor. And Anderson and Squires, are they okay? The rebound by Kuchera. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ravenna, so they'll keep it. And Anderson smacked her elbow on the ground, so she's going to come out. And Kayla Shundoff will re-enter the ball game. Again, you've got Smith and Butler, who were injured earlier this year, doing their duties on the bench, trying to help things out as they'll dump it into the corner. Amy Johnson. Johnson hits the 17-footer. She's got 10 of the 16 points here for Ravenna. Last night, 10 rebounds. Tonight, 10 points, 60-16. And Kearney Catholic has it knocked out of bounds. They'll throw it in again. Here comes Whitney calling in. And Shayla Connor will check out. Rosowski to throw it in. Lobs it out to midcourt. To Michaela Mestel with a minute to go here in quarter number three. Mestel, who was sick earlier in the week, back to full health. Tries to dump it down to Shundoff. Kayla wasn't really open, and the ball goes out of bounds. Second turnover of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. Again, more basketball next week. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Of course, the Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday. We'll have that for you on ESPN. Also, the Breeze 94.5 and the evening games here on Classic Hits. Plus the D3 District Wrestling Tournament next Saturday afternoon here on Classic Hits from Cambridge. As Bassnett drives right baseline, one-hand runner, no good. Battles for the loose ball, finally grabs it all the way in midcourt. Good hustle by Bassnett. Never gave up on the play, and she wins the possession. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Tries to get it up there to Lockhorn. Shundoff knocks it away, and eventually it does go out of bounds off of Ravenna. 21 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Courtney Shundoff checks in. At the end of three quarters of play at the Viero Event Center, Overton 48 and Elm Creek 38. So now it's Elm Creek's chance to come back from 10 down. Overton did it to them last week. Now can Elm Creek do it this week? Krasowski, a behind-the-back dribble, comes into the paint, kicks it off to Shundoff. From Courtney out to Kayla, over to Squires with 10 seconds. Maddie back over to Colling, into the corner to Courtney Shundoff, 5 seconds. Squires way out top. Prasoski, a 28-footer at the horn. And we are at the end of three quarters of play. It is Kearney Catholic, 60, and Ravenna, 16. We enter the fourth quarter right after this on Classic Hits, 98.9.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
One quarter of championship basketball is left. Kearney Catholic has the ball to start the fourth quarter. They'll get it into Sokolowski, and she's going to be fouled right away here. Neither team close to the bonus, each with only two fouls in this half. But they are going to call it on the shot, so Bailey, who had 7 points in the first half, will get two free throws here. Second foul on Anna Ripp, and the first free throw is good. 61-16 is your score. 10 points for Amy Johnson to lead Ravenna, 14 for Michaela Mestel, 12 for Megan Anderson. 9 now for Sokolowski as she hits them both, and Theron Baum has 8 for Kearney Catholic, who will win the championship that eluded them last year. Down to the low block, short jumper, trying to get it in there. Kuchera won't go. Theron Baum grabs her 9th rebound up to Prasoski. Alley all the way to the baseline, dumps it to Anderson to the paint. 5-footer is up and in. 14 now for Megan Anderson, who's having a lot of success in the second half with 10 of her 14 after the break. 7:23 remains in our game. At the end of the game, the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, a recap of the day's activities, and get you out ready 100% for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Don't forget the Nebraska women play Minnesota at 2 tomorrow on the Breeze 94.5 as Johnson drives and gets fouled. Tonight, the Nebraska men lost 63-56 to Ohio State. And two free throws coming up. The foul on Megan Anderson, her third. And Amy Johnson, who is 1 of 4 at the line, has 10 points, 3 rebounds. We'll put the first free throw up, and it is no good. And now Kearney Catholic going to clear the bench. That's it for the starters. They're going to be able to come out here as conference tournament champions. They'll also win the regular season, so it's just the year of these lady stars. But can they make a run at a state title? They've got to get there first. They've got to get through Minden in the sub-districts on Valentine's night, folks. Mark that on your calendar. As Johnson puts the free throw up, and in, of course, we'll have it covered here on the radio. 64-17 now. Kearney Catholic in command and has been since the first quarter when they are up 25-3. Brzoski brings it into the front court. Off the screen to Studi. Back out to Maddie Squires to Connor. To the baseline, Studi. Out to Colling. Good, quick, crisp passes here against the Ravenna man-to-man. Colling takes it off the left-hand dribble. Throws it up too hard. Got her own rebound, and on the force-up, we'll get a foul. So Brzoski, who has just 2 points, is going to go to the foul line for the first time here in the contest. .644 to go. Big game. Pam Slagle in attendance here this evening. Must be a big, big game. As Brzoski puts the free throw up, and it is good. 3 points now for Alley. 65-17. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Brzoski hits them both. The Stars are 4 of 4 in the quarter, and they are 18 of 22 tonight from the line. Rip with it for Ravenna. Dribbles on the right wing, spins on Colling, back over to Bassnett, into the corner. There's an open three for Johnson, and it bangs off the rim, no good. Maddie Squires got the rebound, and she will be fouled trying to get out of there with it. That'll be team foul number 4 on Ravenna. And it'll also be the 5th foul on Amy Johnson. And she fouls out of the game. And it didn't take him long to bring Techmeyer in. So 11 points, 3 rebounds. And Johnson out with 6:25 to go as the Stars get their offense going again. Brzoski in the paint. Drives, puts the runner up and in. Allie now with 6 points. And of course, she's just a sophomore, so the girl she's playing with right now mostly in her grade, as Techmeyer gets free of the paint. Nice up and under move, and Sarah scores. One strong dribble, and Techmeyer puts it in. That was a great move. I don't care if it was the first play of the game or in this blowout. Techmeyer, strong move. Give and go at the other end. Connor missed the little runner as Studi dumped it into her, and Bassnett grabs her 4th rebound. Kalen down the floor. There's Techmeyer again on the low block left side. Double team, stepped through it, tried to get it to Kuchera, couldn't handle it. And the 31st turnover for Ravenna, who hustles back and knocks it out of bounds. Lockhorn to prevent a Colling layup. Here's Courtney Shundoff back in, and Brzoski out for Kearney Catholic. 5:36 remains in the game, 68-19 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Stars ball underneath their own hoop. Colling goes to the outlet to Connor, right back to Whitney in the left-hand corner. Whitney, a couple of dribbles to the baseline, cut off by Rip. And as she tries to throw it back out to Connor, the officials look at each other to see whose ball it is, and they say it's tipped that stays with the Stars. So Connor to throw it in front of the Ravenna band in the far corner, up top to Shundoff. Courtney lobs it over to Connor, wide open at the free throw line, left elbow, takes the jumper, won't go that time. Maddie Squires with the rebound, shuffles it out there to Studi, who hits the jumper and then got fouled by Kuchera. Morgan Studi makes the bucket. And let's see if they even call that on the shot. It was pretty late. Yeah, they will. And Studi now a chance at a 3-point play. Kuchera with her 2nd foul. As the Stars reach the 70-point mark and now make it 71. ...11 points down a quarter for Kearney Catholic. 71-19. Stars coming out, kind of proving a point here and showing the state that they are hopefully back and shaking off those 2 losses to great teams earlier this month. And grip is going to be fouled down on the baseline. And the foul is on Whitney Colling. That's her first, the fourth on the Stars. Here comes Brooke Buesch and Kayla Shundoff in. Studi and Connor will check out for Kearney Catholic. And it will be Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into the right-hand corner. Try to get a three open there for Bassnett. Off the screen. Fires in. Not this time. Rebound brought down by Courtney Shundoff. Up the floor come the Stars. Long pass to Brooke Buesch, and she gets it ripped away. The steal is made. First one of the fourth quarter. Bassnett to the other end. The runner no good. And Shundoff tries to tip the rebound out to herself, and Courtney does just that, but then walked with the ball trying to find a teammate to get it to. So back-to-back turnovers for the Stars. Kearney Catholic will improve to 19-2, while Ravenna will fall to 13-8. Techmeyer back in with the entry pass, throws it over to Rip. Rip holding it. Back to Techmeyer on the right elbow. Bounce pass to Kuchera. Overload on the right side, so they go to the weak side to Lockhorn. She drives, puts up the jumper, and is fouled. So Haley will go to the line. One of two, has 4 points. 4:14 remains here in our contest. Foul was called on Maddie Squires, her first. And the free throw is on the way, and good. Fifth point for Lockhorn, 71-20, and now Elena Bach checks into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw for Lockhorn. It's up, rotates, won't go. Kuchera got the rebound, though, and put it back up and in. Second bucket for Sydney Kuchera. 71-22 Stars as the Jays get back in their man-to-man. Shunned off with it, Kayla. Skip pass over to Courtney. Inside, trying to lob it to Squires, but Kuchera is there and steals the ball away. To Bassnett, who pushes the ball up the middle of the floor, off the right wing to Rip, back to Kaelin. Bassnett holds it for a moment, now swings it over to Lockhorn. 3:40 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Bassnett dribbles all the way into that zone, then kicks it out to Lockhorn for the three. Comes up a little short. Rebound run down in the corner by Maddie Squires. Out of this group of the 9 through 15 girls, Squires always has the most rebounds. And she swings it over on the right wing to Shundoff. Courtney gives it off into the left-hand corner. Bach takes the jumper, and it dances around and in. Elena Bach hits her first shot of the game, 73-22. As everybody trying to get a piece of this 2013 championship for Kearney Catholic. There's Lockhorn in the lane, draws the foul. She'll go to the line again. And shoot two. She's 2 of 4, hitting 1 of 2 both times. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats. We'll chat with Coach Rick Petrie and send you into your weekend as the foul was called on Kayla Shundoff, and the free throw is good for Haley Lockhorn's 6th point. She's got 6. Johnson has 11. 17 of the team's 23 here tonight. And the second free throw up, and it is in. So Lockhorn hits them both, 73-24. Front court with it, Shundoff. Kayla, left-hand dribble, takes it into the paint. Jumper won't go. Offensive rebound back up and in by Courtney Shundoff. And then a wipeout as they get the ball into the bucket. Some players got their legs tangled up, but everybody up at okay. Back over to the Ravenna Blue Jays. Jumper on the right wing won't go by Rip. Rebound number 4 already for Courtney Shundoff. So trying to prove me wrong on the Maddie Squires situation. Maddie with it at the top of the circle. One dribble, backs her way into the high post, swings it out to Brooke Buesch. Buesch to the cutter, that's Shundoff. Courtney drives off the window and scores. Second bucket for Courtney Shundoff, who is really playing well here off the bench. Long pass by Ravenna, and Brooke Buesch stepped in front and made the steal. 2 minutes left in the game, 77-24, Kearney Catholic, your 2013 conference champs. Backing her way in is Squire. She wanted to shoot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Courtney Shundoff. She has it stolen away by Lockhorn, who brings it into the front court, gets it to the trailer Bassnett. Kalen into the paint, wants a shot, takes it, spins it off the glass, no good. Techmeyer with the rebound, back up, won't go for Sarah, and then it's tipped out of bounds to Ravenna. And Bassnett to throw it in now, kicks it into Kuchera, as we have just a few moments left playing out the string here. Bassnett back up top to Lockhorn, swings it to the left-hand side to Bassnett, and just playing some catch over there on the right wing. 1:15 remains. Center circle, Bassnett. Kearney Catholic, all five defenders at the free throw line are higher, and they want to be able to lob it in there. They get it to Kuchera. She's got a six-footer, and Sydney scores. 6 points now for Sydney Kuchera. 77-26. 1 minute remains here in our championship game. All Kearney Catholic. Elena Bach across the timeline. Holds the ball. Gets it over to Courtney Shundoff. And they're going to say a blocking foul called there on Lockhorn. That'll be her third. And it's not a one-and-one, although they're lining up for it. And so it's going to be a two-shot foul instead. Courtney already with 4 points in the quarter and misses the front end of the one-and-one. The rebound is run down by Kuchera. That'll be her fifth. 40 seconds remain in the game. Up top with it. The ball tipped away by Shundoff. 36 seconds remain. Tough one tonight, Ravenna. They hoped to play a little bit better, give a little bit better showing, but for the second time, the Stars are going to be a 50-point winner here. Kuchera from the free throw line cuts it to 49. She's got 8, 77-28. 22 seconds remain as Bach brings it into the front court. Bassnett goes for the steal, can't get it over to Kayla Shundoff. 15 seconds. Squires backs her way in. Nice move with the right hand, but it won't go. Rebound brought down by Kuchera. And we're into our final 6 seconds. Bassnett going to hoist one up from a long way away, and that is our ball game. The final score in the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Girls Championship, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 77 and the Ravenna Lady Jays 28. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. And the final score, Kearney Catholic dominates the ball game tonight, 77-28. And before we take a look at the numbers, Coach Rick Petrie is going to join us as the girls cut down the nets. And Coach, congratulations on the win. My observation, which is a personal comment here, doesn't matter how you do it. You've got to be proud that your girls are conference champions. It doesn't matter how it happens.
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's one of the goals this year. And I thought we came out and played with a lot of intensity and moved the ball around first half and did really a great job on our press.
I was pretty positive and even talking with Coach Malsby that Ravenna wanted to have a better showing, obviously, than the first time, and they're a better team than they were the first time that they played you. And it was interesting to see if your girls would have the same intensity that they needed to have. You thought they did.
I thought we did. You know, that's something we talked about prior to the ball game starting is, you know, we knew that they improved, and we had to match that improvement. And I thought that, you know, we did some things on the press. We matched up a little bit more and you know, forced their guards to pick the ball up, trapped a half court quite a bit, and you know, we were pretty successful in making them have to work for their shots.
You worked inside, outside in that first quarter, too. You hit three threes, but you also got to the free throw line quite a bit. Maybe missed a couple more of those five-footers, but got to the line a lot in that first quarter.
Yeah, we did. You know, and that was, you know, when we can knock down shots from the outside, that really helps. I mean, we're, you know, we can get the ball inside a lot, but when we're able to knock down shots from the outside, that just helps open things up as well.
Talk about, I guess, watching that boys game and you know, the girls wanted to watch it and you don't want them to lose energy and all that kind of thing. But, and then coming out and making it a sweep here tonight for the boys and the girls.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. You know, it's nice. It's boys game was intense, you know, right down to the last interesting play. And, you know, Alex made a great play and, great way to win a ball game.
Do you have that play in your arsenal?
I'm not, you know, I think Michaela's done that before, so.
Other things that you noticed, whether tonight or this week, about the way the team played?
You know, I think we're getting contributions from people off the bench. I think, you know, Shayla Connor and Whitney Colling have played pretty well this week, and Morgan Studi shot the ball pretty well. And to have those kids come in and, you know, maintain what we're doing offensively is a big help. And defensively, Whitney is so quick that a lot of guards have a tough time, you know, trying to get around her. You know, I thought her pressure on the ball was tremendous tonight.
I mentioned there in the fourth quarter when you made your first set, or I guess third quarter when you made your first set of subs, and it's Studi and Colling and Connor, I mentioned Ravenna would almost wish that you left your starters in, because when they come in, it's new energy. And they had to play with their six or seven girls, and you got girls that want to come in and play just as hard as the ones before.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those kids bring a lot of energy off the bench, and, you know, it's fun to watch, and you know, it's nice having the luxury of playing 8-9 girls.
Two games next week, Centura. No matter what their record is, they always seem to want to jab it to you, and you want to jab it to them.
Yeah.
And then Loop City.
And you know, Coach Ben Brinks, he always finds a way to do stuff against us. So we'll have to be ready to play, obviously. And, you know, our goal is to finish with a couple wins and then sub-district start. And, you know, obviously we have to be playing at the top of our game.
All right. Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on being the conference champion. And people just assume that you're like five-time conference champion. That's not the case.
It's been a while. So it's really, you know, it's really a credit to these kids. And so we've had a little bit of drought. So that's kind of nice for them.
Coach, we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you very much for covering all the games, Doug.
You bet. Coach Rick Petrie here with us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. And thank Kathy for the goodies. I'll look in there, and we've got some good ones to take us home today. We'll take a look at the final numbers, recap from the other games earlier today. It's all coming up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the final numbers that we had for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. And as Coach Petrie said, everybody got in, everybody got involved in one way or another. And for Michaela Mestel, she had 11 in the first half, finished with 14. That tied for the team high. She had 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor had 8 points. Allie Prasoski, 6 points and 2 rebounds. Whitney Colling, 5 points. Morgan Studi, 7 points and a rebound. Theron Baum, 8 points, a game-high 9 rebounds and 3 block shots. Elena Bach had a bucket for 2 points in the contest. Bailey Sokolowski, 9 points, 2 block shots. Maddie Squires, 4 rebounds. Courtney Shundoff, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff, 1 rebound. And Megan Anderson also tied for the team high in scoring with 14 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 11 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 10 of 14 in the first half, 9 of 10 in the second half. Stars shot free throws outstanding here in this conference tournament. 3-point shooting, 4 of 7 of the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half, and turnovers, 7 of the first half, 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 43 points at halftime. They scored 34 in the second half, and the Stars finish with 77 points, 29 rebounds, 19 out of 24 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, and 13 turnovers. Kearney Catholic improves to 19-2 on the season and wins the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Championship 77-28 over Ravenna. And we will wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And a final score from the Fort Kearney Conference. Overton jumped out 9 in the first quarter and just kind of kept it there. They defeat Elm Creek 61-49. So here is your tournament recap on this Groundhog's Day. First off, in the Fort Kearney Conference, on the girls' side, it was the championship going to Eustace Farnham, Downing Amherst 45-35 in the consolation game. Axtell beat Loomis 45-31. In the boys, the championship, Overton beats Elm Creek 61-49. And in the consolation game, Axtell beat Wilcox Hildreth 50-46. In the Lou Platt here on Classic Hits, our first game of the day, the boys' consolation. It was Gibbon 62, Loup City 46, Riley Reinertsen 26, Ryan Milk 16, Brett Benfeld 10, Austin Jacobowski led a balanced Loup City effort with 10. In the girls' consolation, Centura 47-37 over Wood River, 20 points and 7 boards for Casey Krolikowski, 10 for Brooke Wienich. Annika Gleason and Mady Roth each had 9 rebounds. Wood River had 9 points from Alexis Burkhardt and 8 from Kelly Bossert. The boys, Alex Lease bounces it off the backside of a defender from Adams Central when they took the ball out from underneath their own hoop. 2 seconds to go. Lease then picked the ball up and scored as time expired. Kearney Catholic boys 46-44 over Adams Central to stay undefeated. The Patriots got 17 from Tyler Kierkegaard and 11 from Blake Obermiller. Kearney Catholic got 14 from Connor Streit and 10 from Brian Hoosman. And here in the girls' championship, 14 for Michaela Mestel and Megan Anderson as Kearney Catholic jumped up 25-3 in the first quarter and beats Ravenna 77-28. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget the games are up on our podcast with photos and sound at FlatRiverPreps.com. We'll talk to you again next week. And again, thanks to the many fine sponsors, to Jerry Dunn and the crew here at Wood River. Again, the finals of the championship. Kearney Catholic takes the doubleheader tonight, 46-44 boys, 77-28 in the girls. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everyone. We'll see you next week.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.